This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise be to Allah, the Rahman and the Rahim, and may peace and salutations be upon the one whom Allah has sent as Rahmatan lil Alameen. As to what follows, we are continuing inshaAllah ta'ala in our discussions of some of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And today we choose the name As-Salam. The name As-Salam. And the name As-Salam is one of those names of Allah that actually does not occur in the proper noun form. The proper noun form. So the proper noun is As-Sami' Al-Alim Al-Basir Al-Ghafur. As-Salam occurs in what the Arabs call the Masdar or the concept. It's not a noun, it's a concept. So the noun from Salam would be the name Salim or the name Salim. So the name Salim and Salim, these are nouns. But As-Salam is not a noun. It's actually a masdar. And what is a masdar? We don't have an English equivalent, but it's a concept. So Allah Azza wa Jal is calling Himself As-Salam. And this name only occurs once in the Qur'an, and it occurs in the passage of Surah Al-Hashr. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّهُ الْمَلِكَ الْقُدُّوسِ As-Salam. This is the only time that the name As-Salam occurs. And the meaning of As-Salam is of course well known to all of us. We greet one another with As-Salamu Alaykum. Our religion is from the same root, Al-Islam. Our name as Muslim comes from the same root. So Allah Azza wa Jal is As-Salam. But what exactly does it mean? If you ask the average Arab, even the average non-Arab Muslim, what does salam mean? He will say peace. Technically this is right, and yet it is not fully accurate. As-Salam is not peace. That's too simplistic of a translation. As-Salam is the absence of evil. As-Salam is the absence of harm, which does connotate peace. But that's one translation, one connotation. As-Salam, when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, has three meanings. Three meanings. The first of these meanings is that Allah Himself is never characterized with a negative attribute. There is no imperfection in Allah. He is As-Salam, the one who lacks any negative attribute. So because Allah is As-Salam, He is perfect. Because Allah is As-Salam, He has no partners. He has no children. He does not sleep. He does not forget. So As-Salam, the all-perfect, because no negative is attributed to Him. And this is in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. We do not ascribe any shar to you, O Allah. Why? Because As-Salam cannot be the source of a shar. As-Salam cannot be ascribed to, cannot be ascribed to As-Salam. So As-Salam, meaning number one, the one who Himself has no characteristic of imperfection. Allah is perfect in every single respect because He is As-Salam. Number two, As-Salam. The source of salam is As-Salam. Where do we get salam from? And by salam we mean absence of peace, absence of evil, which is peace. Absence of any harm, which is safety. Who gives us safety and security? Who can ensure ultimate salam? That is As-Salam. So As-Salam is the source of salam. That's the second meaning. Where do we get peace from? Where do we feel contentment from? Who gives us the blessing of feeling fulfilled, of feeling content, of feeling safe? It is As-Salam who gives us that feeling. So Allah is As-Salam, meaning number two, that He grants peace. And the most perfect peace, and the most perfect absence of evil, is to protect us from His punishment and to cause us to enter Jannah. And only As-Salam can guarantee the ultimate salam. So this is the second meaning of salam. And the third meaning of As-Salam is that As-Salam is the one who will greet those who believe Him, in Him, with the greeting of salam. So As-Salam, the one who will greet the believers in Him with the greeting of salam. So Allah will greet the believers with the greeting of salam. تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامُ. that Allah's greeting, the day that He will meet them, meaning the believers in Him, may Allah make us amongst those, shall be the greeting of salam. So this is the meaning of as-salam. And what is of interest here is that in fact as-salam is also the very first word that Allah taught our father Adam. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. The very first word. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah created Adam and He blew into him his soul, He said to Adam that, O Adam, go to those group of angels and say to them, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and memorize their response, for that will be your greeting and the greeting of your children after you until the day of judgment. So the first words that Allah taught Adam to say is the greeting of As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And the angels responded, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, by adding wa barakatuh. And Adam memorized this, and all of the believers in Adam and in the children of Adam, all of the believers of the prophets, they greet one another with As-salamu alaykum, or in the case of the Jews, Shalom alaykum, or the Christians once upon a time would say, Pax vobiscum, peace unto you, peace unto you. All of this would be the Abrahamic culture that exists to this day. As well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well, the Prophet ﷺ, excuse me, also the first commandment he gave when he migrated to Medina was to spread the greetings of salam. And I gave a khutbah a few months ago about this, and that is the famous hadith of Abdullah ibn Salam, that the first words that the Prophet ﷺ uttered when he entered Medina were, أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وتطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلون الجنة بالسلام. O mankind, spread the salam. This was the first commandment that the Prophet ﷺ gave when he entered Medina. Spread the greetings of salam. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he commanded the Sahaba to praise Allah when you sit down for the tahiyyat, initially he didn't teach the Sahaba at-tahiyyatu lillah. He simply said, when you sit down, praise Allah. So the Sahaba, they began to invent their praises. And one day the Prophet ﷺ heard them say, As-salamu ala Allah. As-salamu ala Jibreel. As-salamu ala Rasulillah. So they were trying to praise Allah by saying, As-salamu ala Allah. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he said, Inna Allaha huwa as-salam. Allah is as-salam. You cannot send salam upon Allah. Allah is the source of salam. When you say as-salamu ala Allah, where will that salam come from? Allah is salam. You cannot send salam upon Allah. He is as-salam. Then he taught them, when you sit down, then say, At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawatu wa-t-tayyibat. And he taught them the dua that every one of us has memorized. But the Sahaba, they made a mistake in this regard because they didn't know any better. By the way, footnote here, subhanAllah, the male Sahaba messed up in this regard. They made a mistake. The female Sahabiyya, the best of the Sahabiyyat, Khadija radiallahu anha. Khadija radiallahu anha. Hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. This is way before this hadith of Medina that he taught the Sahaba Tahiyyat. Khadija was not taught this, yet she understood better than the male Sahaba. When Jibreel visited the Prophet's house and Khadija was there, Jibreel said, hadith is in Bukhari, Jibreel said that, O Messenger of Allah, Allah is sending His salam to Khadija. So the Prophet said, O Khadija, Jibreel has come to visit me and he is sending Allah's salam upon you. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful hadith. He is sending Allah's salam upon you. So Khadija responded. And subhanAllah, look at the fiqh of Khadija, the understanding of Khadija. She said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ السَّلَامُ وَعَلَى جِبْرِيلَ السَّلَامُ وَعَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهَ السَّلَامُ. Allah is as-salam. I cannot say as-salamu ala Allah, وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ Allah. I cannot say that. Allah is as-salam. How can I say wa alayka as-salam ya Allah? Where will that salam come from? So Khadija understood what the male Sahaba did not understand theologically. And she said, Inna Allaha huwa as-salam. Allah is as-salam. And upon Jibreel be salam, and upon you, O Messenger of Allah, be as-salam. As well, when Allah is as-salam, so Allah Azza wa Jal then is inviting us to His house. And He has called His abode, the abode of salam, darus salam. So the abode of Allah, the place of Allah that He's inviting us to, which is Jannah, is called darus salam. Wallahu yad'u ila darus salam. So Allah is calling us to darus salam. And how do we get to darus salam? There's only one way to get to Darus Salam, and that is to follow the path of Salam. The path of Salam. And the path of Salam, يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعْ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. So Sabil, or the Sabil, the Sirat in the Quran is called the Sabil of Salam. So the path of Salam leads to Darus Salam, and that is Allah Azza wa Jal who's causing us to be on the path of Salam to get to Darus Salam. And how do we get on this path? By submitting ourselves to Allah through Al-Islam. So when we practice Islam, we are on Sabilus Salam, that is leading to Darus Salam. You guys following me here, right? And another way to perfect getting onto the path of Salam, another way to perfect getting onto the path of Salam is in fact to spread the greetings of Salam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, I swear by the one in whose hands is my soul, none of you shall enter Jannah until you love one another. Should I not tell you about something that will cause you to love one another? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ, spread the Salam amongst you. So we are commanded to spread the Salam. In order to cause ourselves to be on Sabil al-Salam, in order to get to Darus Salam. And that is why, brothers and sisters, the name of Allah as-Salam is a powerful name. It causes us to find comfort in Allah. Our hearts, when they're troubled, when we feel anxious, we should use the name as-Salam. To ask Allah to give us that peace. When we're going through trouble, when we have a feeling of anxiety, we have the mashakil, the problems of the dunya, then we can say, Ya Salam, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us Salam. Because Allah is As-Salam. And that is why one of the du'as of the Prophet, in fact, not just a du'a, every single time when the Prophet said Salam, when he said As-Salamu Alaikum in the Salah, the first du'a that he would say is what? Allahumma, Anta Salam. وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامِ. This is the first thing that would come from the lips of the Prophet ﷺ after every single time he made a salah. Allahumma anta salam. Because nothing brings about salam like the salah. Nothing brings about peace like the salah. So he would remind us and he would remind himself that, O Allah, You are the salam. وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامِ. And from You comes salam. So this is that beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal that we should invoke to bring about peace in our hearts. And of course, dear brothers and sisters, the ultimate goal of every one of us is that we spread the salam and practice Islam and be on the path of Sabilus Salam, so that when we enter Darus Salam, As-Salam will greet us with the greetings of salam. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. And when As-Salam greets those who believe in As-Salam with the greetings of Salam. When As-Salam says Salam to any being, no harm can ever touch them. Because when As-Salam has sent His Salam on you, who can possibly harm you? How can any evil hurt you? When Allah, who is As-Salam, sends His Salam upon any person, then that is it. No harm can ever touch them. And that is why the greeting of the people of Salam, when they enter Darus Salam, will be salam from As-Salam. Because that's the whole point of being in Darus Salam. You're never going to have any pain, any suffering, any harm, because As-Salam has gifted that salam to you when you enter Darus Salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who hear the greeting of salam from As-Salam when we enter Darus Salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.